Christmas prize, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
I bet you that movie's going to be on today, and I will record it. I love that movie. Joining us right now is David Limbaugh. He is the author of a new book, The True Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels. David, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I'm sure you are just book solid today since it is Good Friday.
Yes, as a matter of fact, my voice is going to, I'm hoarse for about, because of all these interviews this week. But I'll get better as we go.
That's okay.
Right on.
I got about 10 interviews today.
Wow. Well, one of the things you note in your book is that we don't know the real Jesus. And that is one of the points that you like to that you want to make in this book, is that we don't know the real Jesus. We have a pop culture view of Jesus. In what way is the real Jesus different than the one that we think we know?
Well, the Jesus that the popular culture describes or depicts is a person that comes along and preaches peace and tolerance and love only, and is not judgmental, and tiptoes through the tulips, skips through the tulips with sandals. The real Jesus came and said, "Yeah, he would divide people. He represents truth with a capital T, and he would divide brother against brother, mother, father, son and daughter, cousin against cousin, because the people are of the world, and not all people accept him, and they're not going to like what he says, and so they will reject him, and he's not going to bring health and prosperity to people just because they have faith, according to what some people believe today, the prosperity gospel. In fact, if you believe in him, and if you follow him, he promised you'll have trouble, and you'll likely be persecuted. And he told us to pick up our cross and follow him. Pick up your cross is a very serious metaphor, because as you know, when he picked up his cross, it was on the way to his own death.
You know, interesting. I want to relate. I want to talk about sort of the pop culture interpretation here. I want to relate what you just said to sort of what we experience every day now. Almost every media crisis seems to involve a microaggression, someone being offended, someone not being respected for making decisions that they think that they have the right to make. And you just said that Jesus came to us with truth with a capital T, suggesting that truth isn't really relative. It's kind of specific.
It's absolute. Number one, it's absolute. He laid down an absolute moral standard in the Sermon on the Mount, and he said an absolute standard and an exacting standard. He said we had to live up to it. He said, you must be perfect as my Father is perfect. Now, we all know we can't be perfect, so we have to rely on the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross in order to be declared legally righteous. But that's a different point here. He represents truth with a capital T. By that I mean it's not only absolute truth, but he, the person of Jesus Christ, is truth. And the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what I mean by that.
Go ahead, Mary. Please.
No, I just wanted to ask you, since you had brought up, you know, how people are today with microaggressions and that kind of thing. I just one question for you here about millennials. Millennials, the church is bleeding millennials. They're not coming to church. They're being more and more a-religious. How does the church stop that bleeding and get millennials to relate to them, or the church to relate to millennials?
Well, you know, some churches are becoming more seeker-friendly and catering their services to the youth, getting music in and a different kind of music in, and conforming that part of the culture to the youth and getting them in. And that's fine to me, to alter your services, as long as you don't dilute the message. And as long as you don't let the tail wag the dog, the children make the decisions as to substantive theology and that type of thing, and discipleship. But we're losing the youth because the 90% of, well, I don't want to exaggerate, but you read surveys that an overwhelming percentage of college professors are secular atheists. They're political liberals. They scoff at God. They scoff at conservatives who adhere to absolute truth and traditional moral values. And they are bombarded. The kids are bombarded by the media in Hollywood and in popular culture. And so what we must remember is, This fight, this culture war we're fighting, this spiritual battle is eternal. Well, it's not eternal, but it's perpetual this side of heaven, and we're going to have to keep fighting it, and the left is never going to quit. the left is relentless, the secular forces are relentless, and so we have to be just as relentless as fighting back. And one way to fight back is to have organizations go into college and present the counter message, present the message of truth, present Christian apologetics, the truth of Christianity's claims. And I have a friend, Frank Turk, who runs crossexamine.org. That's specifically what he does. He goes into universities and has big assemblies and tries to teach kids the other message that mm-hmm. they can anchor to the truth. So, but there's all kinds of things. We just need to fight back in the culture instead of pretending there's not a war.
Right.
That's the main thing.
David Limbaugh, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and I know that you're doing a yeoman's job today with your interviews. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, and have a blessed Easter. That is David Limbaugh. He is the author of a new book, The True Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels.
And what a valuable message. I mean, just to suggest that there's absolute truth to in the world at all. It seems like every single day we run across some crisis that's created specifically by people just complaining that they were offended, that they should be able to live their lives the way they please and no one else should be concerned. But if you're sort of a God-fearing person, a believer in Christ, you should remember in the back of your head that not only do you believe in God, but you sort of believe in everything that comes with it, which is an absolute truth to the world.
Well, that absolute truth that he was discussing also goes to the fact that there is no longer in our society right and wrong. Everything is a yes, but. Well, it's okay in this situation. No, in a lot of things in life, things are right or wrong. You see a lot of examples. I see more and more of them. Just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean you should. Doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And this, this idea of social norms and morals.
Totally.
Those things are all being blown away by the wayside. Well, why should I? I don't have to. Well, you don't have to, but it's the right thing to do. And those are the things that I think you get that are reinforced a lot in religion.
Well, this is why we have Lent. I mean, this is the whole reason we have Good Friday, we have Easter Sunday. It's all to reflect on these very things. Very interesting. David Limbaugh's book is available now, The True Jesus.
And I would like it noted you brought in donuts on Good Friday, just saying.
I just trying to see whether or not you respond to temptation.